My name is Professor Joy DeMoussy. I'm the Dean of Arts at the Australian Catholic University and Director of the Institute of Humanities and Social Sciences.
I'm Dr. Carolyn Rasmussen, and I would describe myself primarily as a professional historian and biographer.
If you were in Melbourne in 1916, 1917, what was it like in Melbourne at that time? How did it feel?
Intense, anguished, a very strong feeling that there was loyalty and disloyalty. And, yeah, people were distracted by their anxieties about nearly everybody had a relative at the front somewhere. So there's a sort of level of anxiety that someone's going to knock on the door with any minute, the news of a death. On the other hand, there was a feeling that amongst some section of the population that more young men needed to go. And if there were young men walking around the place, you know, what were you doing here and why weren't you over there fighting? It was a very fraught and distressed environment, and a lot of families were really quite divided views of what should happen.
I'd just add, there was, in 1916, great uncertainty about what would happen. The result of the war was not inevitable. In 1916, there was still, you know, obviously a deep anxiety that Britain would and its allies would lose the war. So in addition to how Caroline's described the home front, which is, yeah, absolutely one of division, anxiety, stress because of men going to war, there was that sense of, well, when is it going to end? It didn't end by Christmas in 1914. It's been dragging on. How long will it drag on for? So I think that concern was very embedded into the Melbourne psyche as well.
And also a certain amount of economic distress. Quite a lot of people were not feeling very... Wages had been frozen. People were with soldiers at the front were not necessarily feeling well paid. So there was in the run-up to the general strike, in fact, there was a feeling that maybe some parts of the community were paying a higher price than others.